Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Welcome back to Read Me Romance. Today it's just me, guys, Mel, the Riley half of Alexa Riley. I'm recording all by myself. We actually recorded this episode already, but something happened to one of Leah's files, so I had to flip over and do my own recording real quick for you guys so that there was one here. But I do have exciting news. Since we usually record a week ahead of time, this time it's actually really close to when we're airing it, and I know some things that are happening this week. We have been talking about The Boom Factory, which is off of an Aurora's Reynolds series, her Intel series, which you can get the first book in the Intel series, one of my all-time favorite books, until November for free right now. We're posting that everywhere. You should get that. It's in the link descriptions already. But a whole series has launched from The Boom Factory off of her books, and I'm sure you guys have seen it everywhere. I believe there's like 15 books out right now, and they came out last week, but I wanted to let everybody know, and I'll put the link in the link descriptions, that I'm going to post all 15 books. They are all now in Kindle Unlimited. So you guys, any of you that are obsessed with Kindle Unlimited, and that's where you get your books, you can now get them all. And I've had the pleasure of reading about 5 or 6 of them so far, and they've all been wonderful. I think the first one I picked up was Until Mayhem, and the male banter in that book was amazing. If you like MC books with extra sweet a little bit of violence, then definitely grab that one up. There's a bunch in there for everybody of all different styles, so I'm excited to get to tell you guys that. I also get to tell you that Jessa Kane surprised everybody with a book. I didn't even know until I seen it on social media that she dropped a book. And not only that, it has a Russian hitman as the hero who's walking around going, "Duh," and he just like takes the heroine, and it's all dirty, sexy, a little bit of daddy play. I'll put that in the link description as well. So that's 2 exciting things I got to bring to you guys that you would have, well, you probably would have known if you're following us on social media, because we post everything on Instagram. But I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go on in to Aurora's Reynolds and get the rest of the, or not the rest, the next chunk of the paranormal book. And I will see you guys on the flip side.
Chapter 6. I study Isabel's beautiful face as I attempt to read the thoughts in her head. As much as I feel I know her, she's a mystery to me. I listen to the sound of her beating heart grow faster as I get closer to where she's sitting in bed. I hate the small amount of fear I can smell and see in her eyes. I cannot imagine being her, being human, and having everything I thought I knew erased. As much as I want to protect her from the truth, she has to face it. I cannot protect her unless she accepts what I am and who she is to me. As obscene as it is, I know she's my beloved Isabel, brought back to life. There's no other explanation for the way I feel about her. And I know she feels things too. Things that would be impossible without the connection we've always had. "How is this all possible?" I sit on the side of the bed and take her small, fragile hand in mine. The night she died was the same night I was turned. I tried to fight off her attackers, but there were too many, and I lost her, and my life in the process. I would have been happy to die that same night, but as my blood soaked the ground, the choice wasn't left up to me. Samuel, who is now king of the vampires, came across us, and knowing Isabel was gone and that he could not save her, he did what he thought was right, and gave me his blood. For years I despised him for his actions, and my only joy came in the form of revenge, in taking the lives of the men who stole the one person I ever loved. But as years turned to decades, I accepted what was left of my life. I accepted the monster inside me, and the constant pain in my chest. Until her. Until she showed up at my house and fought me to stay. "I don't understand how this is possible." Her softly repeated words pull me from the painful memories, and I look at her once more, vowing to protect her this time. I don't know, love. The only thing I know is that I'm yours. You are mine. And we have somehow been brought back together. I'm not her, she states, holding my hand tightly and looking into my eyes. I remember her, but I'm not her, Cameron. She's wrong. She looks just like Isabel, except for her honey eyes and golden hair. You remember me?
Yes.
Her eyes close. I somehow remember you, and I remember her. But the memories I have of us together are like a dream. None of them are solid. None are a clear picture. I'm not her, the woman you love, Cameron. I'm so sorry. I wipe the lone tear from her cheek, then lean toward her and wrap my hand around her soft jaw. Studying her face and eyes, I wish I could take her pain. When she melts into me, I place my lips against hers. Just like in the kitchen, I watch visions of us together spark to life. Visions of our happiness, of our time together. When she gasps, I know she saw what I did, and hate that she had to witness it.
You fought my father for my hand in marriage. You tried to protect me from those men who killed me.
A sob rips from her chest, and I pull her tightly against me. This time, little one, I swear, nothing will harm you. It's a vow, one I will fulfill no matter what it takes. I don't care who I must go up against, who I have to fight. I will keep her with me. I will keep her safe. I will give her the life we wanted and the happiness I promised her. Chapter 7. I sit in bed, watching Isabel sleep at my side, and make a call I never thought I'd make. Clement's Rooms, the king of the werewolves, hasn't been an ally of mine or my kind for centuries, but he's the only one who might hold the answers I seek to the questions I have. I hold my phone to my ear and wait as it rings. Do I even want to know why you are calling? The question is growled, and I bite back the urge to growl back. I'm looking for answers. And you called me for those? He laughs, and I can picture him sitting on his throne, his long hair as dark as mine, accentuating his hard features that have been frozen in time. I've had rumors over the years that your people believe in reincarnation. They're nothing but rumors or old wives' tales told to make people feel better after they experience loss, he states, and I close my eyes. They aren't rumors or wives' tales. I opened my eyes and looked down at Isabel, who cried herself to sleep in my arms after our kiss. What happened? His tone is no longer mocking. I cannot say. I just need to know what the story is. I refuse to put Isabel in any more danger. I already have a fight in my hands with Samuel. I know his messenger sent it that I have mated with her and passed the news on to the king. When I thought Isabel was asleep, I got a call from one of his men informing me that I'd been summoned. That's why I didn't hear her escape, and why it took me hours to track her scent to the hotel. It's never happened, but some believe that if true love exists between a man and woman, their souls will find a way back to each other. True love. A love like Isabel's and mine. It's said that three lost souls exist, that upon the reuniting of the first souls, the others will come together, then worlds will collide, and a war will come. Cameron, tell me what is going on. His tone is begging. Nothing. I need to go. I hang up. I can't think about a war right now. All I can think about is Isabel and getting her safe. We can't stay in Scotland. I need to take her to one of my other homes, preferably one of the ones I own surrounded by water. There I'll be able to have men guard her around the clock while I meet with Samuel. I call Angus and tell him what needs to be done, and after I hang up, I roll toward Isabel and rest my mouth to her ear. Wake up, love. We need to go.
Go away. I'm sleeping.
She snuggles her face into my chest. And I wish I could allow her to sleep. Allow myself this moment to hold her. You can sleep on the plane, I state, and her muscles bunch.
The plane?
Yes. She sits up and avoids looking at me.
So, I'm leaving then.
Her heartbeat sounds heavy, and her shoulders seem to slump. We're leaving. She looks at me curiously, hopefully, and I realize she thought I was sending her away. We cannot stay here in Scotland. The man who came to my house to deliver the scroll works for the king. The king of the vampires. Her eyes widen. I know he sent at our meeting and informed the king.
Why would they care?
She scans my face.
Because your kind's not allowed to know about us, and we are not allowed to be together.
Her eyes close and her head drops forward.
You're in trouble.
Yes, but more importantly, you're in danger. I despise the fear I see in her gaze when she looks at me, but she needs to know the truth.
Where are we going?
Hope soars in my chest at her easy acceptance. To an island I own, in the Caribbean Sea. A place where I can have you protected while I leave to take care of a few things.
What? You're not staying with me?
I'm sorry. I reach for her, and she closes the distance between us, latching onto my face with her hands, gripping tightly.
You can't leave me. I'll come with you. I'll swear to them I'll never tell anyone that your secrets are safe with me.
My long-forgotten heart aches. I wish it were that easy, love, but it's not. My people will demand the law be upheld, and they will not let this go until I can convince them that you have somehow come back to me.
You can't leave me. Not after we just found each other again.
I must, I say, holding her face. I'm sorry, but I must. Her eyes search mine.
Then give me a week. 1 week with you before you go,
she pleads. My jaw tightens along with my arms around her. 1 week, I agree. The king's message asked that I meet him in 2 weeks to discuss an issue he was having with a rogue vampire. I can give her a week and still meet that obligation.
Thank you.
She covers my mouth with hers, and I groan right before I roll her to her back and take everything she so willingly gives. Chapter 8.
How is it possible for you to be out in the sun like this?
At Isabel's question, I look down at her face peering up at me. It's been 3 days since we left Scotland for my house on an island in the middle of nowhere, and in that time, I haven't thought much about what's to come. I've spent every waking moment enjoying her, our time together, time that was taken from us. Unlike what's said about my kind, we don't live in darkness. We live just like humans, except much longer.
And you drink blood.
Yes, I agree, with a wicked grin, watching her eyes darken with desire, as we both recall just how much we enjoyed my feeding this morning. Her fingers graze my cheek, and her expression fills with worry.
The week's almost over.
Don't, love. I take hold of her face. I need to enjoy this moment with you. Please, give that to me.
Okay,
she agrees quietly. I lift up and touch my mouth to hers. Tell me what brought you to Scotland. I lie back on the sand, and she settles a warm body covered with nothing but a few scraps of fabric against me. The only reason I've allowed her to be out near the beach wearing that is because I can smell the men I hired, and I know they're a good distance away from us and will never see what is for me and me alone.
A guy.
My nostrils flare, and jealousy turns my stomach. A boyfriend? The question is spoken between clenched teeth.
No, he wasn't my anything, but I wanted him to be. So when he asked me to come with him to Scotland, a place I've always wanted to go, I accepted.
Where is he now? So I can kill him, I think, but do not say out loud. She laughs and I peer at her through narrowed eyes.
You've nothing to be jealous about. I never even kissed him. And besides, he's in love with someone else.
I'm not jealous, I deny. She chuckles again, her long blonde hair flying back, gliding down her shoulders and across my chest.
It's okay that you are. I remember.
Her expression softens on mine. Remember what? I question. Each day she's remembering more and more about our past together.
You acting like a caveman whenever a man tried to speak to me? I remember you glaring anytime a guy even looked at me for too long.
You're mine.
I know,
and you've always made that clear. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I don't have dark hair or green eyes anymore, she whispers, looking away. No, I agree. Now your hair looks like the sun, like it was spun from the finest silk. I weave my fingers to the long, silky length and pull our mouth toward mine, forcing her to look at me. Your eyes are also different, but your soul is the same. The woman you were then and the woman you are now holds my heart. I love you, Isabel. I lick across her mouth, tasting her tears as we kiss. Take me inside and show me just how much I belong to you. I don't hesitate. I get up and lift her off the sand, then carry her inside. When her body and mine become one, I lose myself inside the only woman I've ever loved, knowing that nothing else but the connection I feel with her matters. Chapter 9. Are you sure it's wise to leave tomorrow? Angus questions quietly, and my hand balls into a fist. The week has gone far too quickly. It seemed like nothing more than a flash of light across the night sky. I look out the window of my office to where Isabel is currently asleep in one of the hammocks on the deck under the shade. The book she was reading lies against her chest, her long lashes resting against her cheeks, her hair drawn around her now tanned shoulders. I don't want to leave her. But since being here, I've received a message from Samuel every day, each sounding more impatient than the last. You know I do not have a choice. I need to go, need to attempt to explain things. We can't live here forever. Eventually they will come for me and her. That thought causes fear like I've never felt. Not for me, but for her. Forever? Do I need to remind you she's a female, a human female? Not only is it against the law for you to be together, female humans haven't been turned in centuries. I turned to glare at him. Don't, I hissed. Do not remind me of that now. Not when I'm about to leave. I cannot stand the idea of losing her again, of watching her age, watching her grow old. She's brought it up since we've been here. Brought up what will happen when her hair grays and her body slowly withers away. As I told her, I can't think about that truth. Not right now. Not that I haven't done some research in the matter. So far, I've found nothing of value. Everything is mixed up with folklore and myths. Some say if she takes my blood, she'll live longer. Others say I just need to feed from her daily, and that will extend her life. I'm hoping while with Samuel, I can speak to Nual, the man who is responsible for keeping the records of the vampires and their lines. Maybe he will know something. Maybe he will be able to tell me if a vampire and human have ever mated and gone on to live for centuries. I care about you, friend. I also care about her. I want you both to be ready to face that future when it comes, he states softly. I study him. He's the only vampire I ever turned, and he doesn't look much older than the young man he was when I came across him dying from the plague. He had been alone for months, his family all dead from the illness that took so many. He's been at my side for what feels like forever. And unlike me, who had been happy to leave this life behind after losing Isabel, he was glad for a second chance, and has repaid a debt he didn't owe millions of times over. I know you care. I'm praying I can find some sort of answer while I'm away. Maybe the wolves know something. Maybe you could speak with them. Possibly. I shake my head, unsure I'd be willing to answer the questions I know would be asked. Is everything ready for departure? I need to change the subject. Everything is set and 100 guards you ordered will be arriving this evening. He must read that their presence doesn't make me feel better. Like I promised, I'll stick by her side. No harm will come to her during your absence. I swear on my life. Thank you. I wrap my hand around his shoulder and squeeze while holding his gaze. He bumps his fist on my arm and then takes a step back. Go wake her. You have tonight together. Make the most of it. With that, he turns away and walks out of my office. I look out the window once more, then to the sea beyond the beach, which seems endless as I gaze upon it. The future for Isabel and me is unknown, but for a while longer, we have each other. On that thought, I leave my office and go to where Isabel is still sleeping. I remove the book from her grasp, then pick her up,
Cameron? She wakes, blinking up at me as I carry her toward our bedroom. I need you, love. My voice is rough with unspoken fears. Her beautiful face fills with understanding, and she leans up, offering me her mouth. I take it, trying to show her what having to leave is doing to my soul, to explain without words what she means to me. I lie her down on our bed, then slowly untie the strings keeping her from my gaze. First the ones behind her neck, and back, then the two at her hips. Only once she's bare to me do I kiss her again. I trail my mouth and teeth down her neck, pausing to sip from her throat. When I reach her breasts and the strawberry tips, I lick and suck until she's writhing under me, begging for more, saying my name like a prayer. I move slowly down her stomach until I'm between her legs. I savor every inch of her, memorize her taste, the sounds she makes, and the way she feels under my mouth. As she begins to come, I thrust two fingers inside her, then turn my head to her inner thigh and drink greedily. Her taste is more decadent than the sweetest wine and the most delicious cake I've ever had. She tastes like the sun and the moon, like worlds colliding. Only when she's come down from her orgasm and I've had my fill, do I move back up her body. I pause briefly to touch my lips to her stomach, hoping beyond hope that we're somehow able to create a child one day. A child that would be made from an undying love. A child that would know how precious life truly is. When my mouth captures hers once more, I can feel her legs and arms wrap around me, and I thrust inside her warmth. Where her taste is sweeter than anything I've ever eaten, her tight walls wrap around me, feeling like home. She is my home, the only place in the world where I truly belong. I thrust harder, roaming my hands along her body before sinking my teeth into her neck that she offers to me. We come as one, our bodies and souls connected in a way that defies logic or reason. As my weight settles on top of her, I move my hand to rest against her flat stomach between us and close my eyes. I'm not sure how I know, but I do. I know my greatest joy and deepest fear has just been brought to life.
Welcome back. I know, we just keep living you with these terrible cliffhangers and you are dying to know what happens next, as always. It's bittersweet. But like I said, you can pick up until November right now for free if you need something to hold you over. I have, I think, probably every single one of Aurora Rose's audio books on audio. So I just randomly listen to them. So if you want some more for your ears, you can do that. If you want some for your e-readers, she's got a bunch of books in Kindle Unlimited. She's got some that are on all platforms if you prefer to read on iBooks or whatever. So you can always get stuff anywhere and everywhere from her. So the Kindle Unlimited book that I love by her, it's probably, God, it's right up there with Hotel November, is the Fluck My Love series. And it is absolutely wonderful. It gives me the little pitter-patter in the heart. If you're looking for something really sweet, you can do those. And like I said, all the Until series books from the Boom Factory are now in Kindle Unlimited. So you should check those out and go swimming through them. I'll put the link. It's going to have all the books inside that one link for you to be able to click through and search. And I think that's all I got. You can pick up a Jessa Kane book that just dropped. She just drops them randomly. Alexa Riley released a book last week called Muse, which you guys have probably already seen, but along with it is Starlet. If you want to pick up the brother's story who is mentioned throughout Muse, you can pick that up. I'll make sure that's in the link descriptions too. But I think I covered everything. So happy hump day. I will see you guys tomorrow and I will have Leah back with me. So until then, bye.
Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back.